Hi, I'm Dr. Nicole Avena, psychologist and nutrition expert, and also brand ambassador for Enfagrow. I'm here today to talk a little bit about the importance of infant and toddler nutrition. 85% of brain development happens within the first 3 years of life, and we know that poor nutrition during this time frame can have a long-lasting effect. New data that's come out from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey suggests that many children are deficient in many of the key nutrients that are important during this time frame. So, for example, iron is so important for immune health and also for growth, but approximately 1.2 million children aged 1 through 3 in the US may be suffering from an iron deficiency. Also, vitamin D is so important for bone health, but many children are not consuming adequate amounts of it. And DHA, which is important for brain development. Studies show that 97% of children aged 1 through 6 are not consuming adequate amounts of DHA. There are several different things that you can do as a parent to encourage your child to get better nutrition. So reading books about different types of foods can be a great way to encourage your child to try different foods. Taking a muffin tin and filling it up with different snacks that are healthy, like berries and nuts and crackers, can be a really great way to get your child to feel like they're in control, but allow parents to have that peace of mind that their child will be making a healthy choice. And lastly, think about incorporating a toddler nutritional drink like Enfagrow, which is made by Enfamil. This is a great way to complement your child's diet and also fill those nutrient gaps. It's made with real milk and it contains nutrients like vitamin D, DHA, and also iron. In fact, 2 servings of Enfagrow contain 70% of the daily recommended amount of iron. And that's the equivalence of the amount of iron that you would get if you consumed over 2 gallons of milk. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to enfagrow.com and you can also speak with your pediatrician.